Hi there, Ben. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions, and then also to apply a very reduced rate for your new business. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's been going pretty good.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Now, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're likely at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. And that's the real power of this particular listing, Ben, especially since your company is new. People will not need to already know the name of your business to see you as a top option when they're on Google or Bing doing a search for painter or handyman, landscaping, lawn care, any of the services that you provide, and anything that someone might type in when they're looking for that service, we'll make sure that Google can see that you are in the area providing those services time and again on almost 70 different destinations and directories. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta. You'll have dozens and dozens of directories, all of them equally important to Google, whether the public knows about them or not. They are all equally weighted. They will all, of course, be talking about your services and your service area. That way, again, someone who needs one of your services, as long as they're in that fair travel distance that you're willing to go, and maybe a little bit farther for the right job, you'll get those phone calls directly. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Living, breathing human beings who need your services and who don't know who to call will be able to call you. So even though you're a young company with the right content online, you can be the guy that pops up on that first page, the guy that gets those phone calls. And that's the power of this listing. Most of the time, at least for some of the services we need, we don't always know who to call. And, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, and then we find someone. 9 times out of 10, we hire off of that first page. Now, as a very young company, we actually do qualify for reduced pricing. We do offer our services month to month, by the way. There's no long-term contract. That being said, the new business rate is a fixed flat rate. So no matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing does apply. It's a promotional rate for a young company, but it is not an introductory rate. It will never go up on you. It's really just more of an assistance program to make it affordable for young businesses. Of course, there is no long-term contract, but we know our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, we do have a couple of different packages that I would want to mention here. I mean, Tara says that you would, if the job were big enough, go to Knoxville or Nashville. Typically, though, you're keeping it closer to home. Certainly for Knoxville or Nashville, we would target bigger jobs, certainly high-end residential clients and more of the landscape install or painting, not the lawn maintenance, but we would want to do paid ads to target those bigger cities a little bit farther away from you. A local campaign kind of closer to home, maybe 20 miles versus 50 miles, you're looking at $199 a month as an exact amount. That's actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. You save $200 off of what would have been $399, and it brings it down to $199. If you did want to include a paid ad campaign, like a Facebook ad campaign, I notice you've got a Facebook page already for your business. We could include paid Facebook ads and specifically target Nashville and Knoxville for the bigger jobs, and it would only end up being another $100 because you would save, again, 50%. That campaign would normally be $599. You would save $300. $100, which would bring it down to $299. So it's just a $100 difference for that extra 25, 30 miles and to target those bigger cities for the bigger jobs. But, well, of course, Ben, you know the needs of your business far better than I do, how far you really do want to go on a regular basis for work, how much work you can take on, and, of course, what your budget allows. At least on the surface there, which of those two campaigns do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point?
Probably the first one. I'd like to get a lot more business locally before I started moving out.
That's a great idea. I agree. I mean, especially as a young company, you know, travel costs and things like that start cutting into your profit margins. That's actually the position that we are tasked with filling, so we have to find the one company to work with. We can always add ads later on, and we are allowed overlap as far as the ads go, but for that local listing, we're just looking for the one company to work with. We cannot, and actually would not want to, put our clients in competition with each other. Like I said, I mean, it's a month-to-month service. We want to get you the maximum opportunities and those phone calls. And are you doing both residential and commercial work, or focusing mostly on residential for now?
We do both.
You do both. Do you have any preference of one over the other, or you kind of like the mix as it comes?
Kind of like the mix.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have those. Those opportunities. And you do quite a bit. I mean, obviously, you know, property management does entail, you know, handyman service, painting, landscaping, lawn care. Any of those fair game, right? Even pressure washing too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic.
Can you see like my Facebook or my Instagram?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at your Facebook page. Well, what I did was I did a scan for your business to see what's online, because we have to create the content to get you found. You've got a Facebook page, but really not much else. Insta, you've got the Angie Leads that Tara attached here, but there's no verified listing on Google, Bing, or Yahoo. There's not a Yelp or City Search, Manta, Merchant Circle. Like I said, most of the content that we create is specifically for the search engines. You know, that's what Google and Bing pretty much instantaneously see. They index that. The businesses that pop up on the first page are not there because they've been doing it longer than you have, because they have a bigger company or do a better job than you can do. The businesses that pop up on the first page, while they do get more phone calls, have more opportunities, and ultimately take on more work, they're only on that first page, Ben, because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So I did want to see what you already did have. Now, you've got a Facebook page, and we can link that Facebook page to your Google listing, your Bing listing, even to a website. Now, Tara put in the notes here that you're kind of working on a website or having someone build it for you, but you're busy and it's not really progressing that far. You know, we can always promote that website when it is completed, but no pressure to get it done. Tara put in the notes that you're very new in business, so I'm just going to assume that you're, you know, like less than a year old as a company, and that would qualify actually for a website to be included at no additional cost. We don't expect our young companies to already have a website, although our job is not just to list you on the first page, it's to make sure that when people see you there, they've got the compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So I would be able to include at no additional cost a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website, and by no extra cost, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, if you ever end up finishing the website that you've started, it would be a very easy switch for us to promote that website. You would already be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. You'll already have all of the 70 different directories that Google looks for. And, of course, it'd be an easy switch for us to point everything to that new website if you ever do finish it. But like I said, we'll include the website on our end at no additional cost. We'll ask you to email us photos in the beginning, but since the updating of the website is also included, you can always add new photos later on or different services and things like that. When the seasons change, if your focus shifts, you know, we can do that as well, update that content. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, the individual directories, or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Now, there will also be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Ben, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll know all the time when someone is trying to contact you directly, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either, and then anything they do type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you'll know how much work you're getting and where it's coming from and even who to follow up with. Now, Ben, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So I created, or I thought I did create a Google My Business page.
Okay. Let me see if it's active. Yeah, I mean, it's good if you did. Every smart business owner should at least be PIN verified on Google. I don't see, let me pull it up and see if it's active. Tara didn't attach it here, and I'll have to remind her that if it does exist, she should be the one to find it for me. So I don't actually see it as active right now. When did you get that PIN card? Was it fairly recent that you got that PIN card and tried to verify your listing?
No, maybe I don't think I ever got a PIN card. I think I have another business on Google. So I just hit add another business or something like that. They never sent me another PIN card.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that process is not completed. Google does want to verify through the U.S. Postal Service that you are an active business in the local area. I'm looking for your business name. I'm looking for, you know, city, state, zip code, and I don't see a verified listing on Google. And when I did that search, I didn't see that listing. But if you already do have one, and our technicians will dig a lot deeper than I'm doing right now, but if you already have that verified listing, we would use that. We would request managerial access. If you don't have one, we will create one for you, set it up with you as the owner. A Google listing by itself is pretty much basically a digital business card. It's simply not enough content for you to pop up on the first page when someone is doing a search for your services. It really is something that you have to point people towards. So if we can find an existing listing, and probably there isn't one since you didn't have that PIN card sent out, it's not activated. We'll use one if there is one. If not, we'll create one for you with you as the owner of that. And of course, our job would be to connect to it all the content that Google indexes when someone does a search. That's what is going to put you ahead of your competition, especially things that no one's ever heard of. You know, Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav. We don't create that content so your customers can see it. Again, we create that content so Google and Bing can see it. All of that content reinforcing the fact that you do provide these exact services in those areas, that's what's going to have you popping up ahead of your competition. We are a Google Premier partner. That means we get our updates directly from Google. Google makes changes all the time to that local map. Sometimes they're big changes, like not indexing directories that they had historically indexed. Sometimes they want us to add new directories. But we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that you do pop up on that first page. Now, like I said, with the website that we build, we can actually have a direct link, a clickable Facebook icon right on your website so people can click from your website to your Facebook listing. So everything that you already have on file will work for you. It's just going to keep working and work better for you. It's going to reach a much larger target audience. I did want to ask you also about that Angie's or the Home Advisor, because Tara found that that listing connected to this phone number. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Well, I paid for the annual membership.
Right.
And actually, they just contacted me yesterday.
Oh, they did.
So,
okay.
And set that up yesterday. I did get two
leads.
Oh,
it's brand new. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So,
like,
you know,
they just called me yesterday. I didn't even really know about Angie's, but I'm hoping I can at least break it.
It's a well-made lead service, and if it were just the membership fee and then leads, you know, you would break even on it. The dangerous part about something like that is you pay for every lead whether you get the job or not, and the leads are shared. I mean, it's a shared lead system, and with Angie's, I think it's about 6 or 8 of your competitors. That's usually the feedback I get from speaking with business owners. Usually 6 or 8 of your competitors will buy the same lead that you're getting, and you know, you're dealing with the potential customer who's in fact using Angie's because they know they'll get several bids. They're going to get several phone calls. And a lot of the times they're looking for the cheapest guy. You may find, as I've heard many times, that sometimes they're just tire kickers, window shopping, looking for a couple of estimates to budget for something in the future, not even realizing that business owners are coming out of pocket at that moment to pay for that lead. So sometimes getting a high enough conversion rate out of the leads that you're getting is a bit of a challenge for you. But there is no direct conflict with that particular service and with ours, although what I would say and what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it is Angie's or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of the others, I mean, even my clients that have experience and success with their lead service, most of them prefer to get direct phone calls. I think every business owner just wants their phone to ring and have it be a potential customer on the other end. I don't think anybody likes to chase down leads or be in a bidding war with their competition. So you would probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to keep the leads paused more often. You know, some of my clients actually will cap their leads at a lower amount, and others actually do shut their lead system off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are on that first page. Like I said, you don't have to stop using that service, but when we've got your phone ringing directly, you certainly don't need to keep paying for those leads, and you might keep those leads paused. What I'll do, though, here, because I think you said an annual membership, not a quarterly membership, the annual membership that I most often hear is like $289 or something like that for the year. So, you know, I can't get that money back. Obviously, my company has nothing at all to do with Angie leads or even with their business model of selling you the same lead that they'll sell to your competitors. But there is a promo code in our system. Where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here. It's not specifically for Angie's. Again, we've got nothing to do with them. But it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. What it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. And that setup fee, well, because of the extensive content that we create, that setup fee can be as high as $299. And I might sometimes take 20 or 30% off of it. I might even take half of it off of it. But, I mean, you're a young company. you're very new to that service. I want to make it as affordable for you as I can. Like I said, I can't wear a black eye for anything bad that happens with that company, or even, you know, accept any praise if you do get work out of it. We've got nothing to do with them. But I can do right by your company and make it more affordable for you. And it is Friday. I actually want to waive your setup fee altogether, you know, just as an opportunity to get this going for you. Obviously, at $199 with a website included, at least until yours is done, we are looking long-term. You know, we're not going to break even on this in that first or second or even third month. We would have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. But like I said, our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So being that your website's kind of stalled out, at least for the moment, if I can include that website for you at no additional cost, waive your setup fee, keep it month to month at a fixed rate of $199, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough, Ben, for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
I believe so. So you said, just to recap, well, to make a comment on the Angie's List thing, it's something that I have, and you're more than welcome to share this with others, something I have ran into is people don't understand why I'm calling them.
That happens.
Like,
yeah.
The people I have talked to, like, they're like, I thought I already booked it.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, why are you calling me?
Right.
Like, well, I mean, like, Angie's told me you
booked
it for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. I mean, I've heard some surprising things. I mean, obviously people say, you know, I got the lead, I called it right away, people don't answer, or they say I've already scheduled it with somebody else. I have had a couple of people tell me that they called the lead right away and they were told that job's already been completed, you know, so obviously somebody, not just scheduled with somebody else, but already scheduled and done, and, you know, obviously somebody got that lead days or weeks before you did, and you're still expected to pay for that lead. I've had people say, you know, they get cursed out for calling somebody, and then obviously the next thing you have to do is call Angie's and say, you know, the guy basically yelled at me for calling the lead and hung up on me, and you're trying to charge me 30, 40, 60, 80 bucks for it. I mean, depending on the size of the job, or what looks on paper to be a bigger job, you will pay more for that lead, although it doesn't always turn out in actuality to be a bigger job, and of course you're not any more likely to get that big job than you are the small job, just more likely to pay more for it. So especially for a young company, a lead service like that can be hard to budget for. I mean, obviously it depends on how many leads you get, how much each individual lead costs. I've heard people say even if you have a hard cap that you're supposed to not exceed, that sometimes they exceed it anyway. And with us, you don't ever run into that problem. It is going to be the exact amount of $199, not even a penny more. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees either. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it's just that flat rate. You're not paying a percentage of your profit or anything like that. So it's a lot easier to budget for. It's also a lot more affordable. I know those lead fees can vary, but they do add up pretty quickly here. Now, I did see it as innovative property management, and that is how you would want the company to be branded online, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The legal name is Innovative Property Management LLC.
But you're preferring to leave the LLC off of the branding of the business? It is a personal preference, and actually, if you were to ask me...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to say, if you ask me, I always will say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's, but it is a personal preference. If you wanted to have it on there, we would keep it there. But consistency is the important thing. Whether you choose to brand with the LLC or not, we want it to be the same everywhere. Your Google listing, your Bing listing, your website, all the different directories. Did you want it as Innovative Property Management, or did you want to include the LLC?
I've included the LLC on everything, to my knowledge, so I guess we should keep it like that. If Angie put it on, then it was the lady that was on the phone with me yesterday, not me.
It happens, you know. The other thing here, and I almost chuckled when I saw it. You know, they don't always have the right information on here for the businesses, for the services that they provide. I've seen, instead of handyman and landscaping, I've seen handscaping. That's not a thing, but, you know, people put that on there. The other thing that I'm curious about, and I don't know if you would want it on your Google listing, is the 3911 Plantation Drive address that appears on the Angie's. I mean, you are service-based, right, Ben? You go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not a physical address that you would even want promoted for your business, no showroom or brick-and-mortar location.
No, that's not even supposed to be on there. Is that on Angie's list?
It is. Is that a residence?
That's my home. So
it
yeah.
is your home. I gotcha. Yeah, and that's why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers never come to see you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially if you're out in the field most of the time. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then the phone number, the 615-601-2158, you said that's the business number and the number you want your customers to call. Ben, is it also the best number that for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, it goes to my cell phone.
It does. And then it is a text receivable. I mean, it's a smartphone. You can get text messages. Yeah, and like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. When someone does fill out the contact form on the website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Ben, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's B, as in boy, Brown, 0901@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Is that first initial last name? Your last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, 0901@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Brown, when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. But a lot of the time, we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Ben, did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those are fine.
Good, good. Yeah, there's going to be a bit of redundancy built into it. You know, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, again, it's the exact amount of $199. There is no setup fee. I would do a couple of things here. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we get all the information that we need, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that we know the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and we are actually required, as we're Google Premier partners, to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that in this case it is, of course, month to month, that we are also waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of your subscription, and then even including a website for you at no additional cost, at least until your website's finished. And again, if you never finish your website, and we will keep this website up and active and even update it for you. So I am required to read that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Brown, give me one. Did you have another question?
I did have a few questions.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Will y'all do the my business page, since I don't have an active one?
Yeah. I wasn't able to find one. Right. So we will create one for you, a Google Business profile page. It is no longer called Google My Business, by the way. Google's changed it to Google Business Profile, but it's the same thing. We'll make sure that you have a Google Business profile set up. We'll set it up with you as the owner. We'll ask for managerial access so we can update and optimize and attach to it. If you ever stop using the service, obviously that's your listing to keep. You'll be the owner of it. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about, 1 in 10 that are using Bing. Most of them do it on their smartphone, but that's still a fair number of people, and we want you to have those opportunities as well.
All right, and all right, so you'll do that. And then there's the website. But the reason y'all called me was because y'all do, the website or search engine optimization.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Okay. And whether you already had an existing website or not, the main service that we're providing is search engine optimization. So we are optimizing your business to rank well for search engines. Search engine is Google and Bing, and when someone does a keyword search, the search engines basically instantaneously crawl and index relevant content. So that's where all of those directories come into play. Like I said, Facebook is one of almost 70 different directories, Yelp as well, but then there's things like City Search, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare, stuff no one's ever heard of. You most so-called SEO companies would not know to create Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, really, because we're a Google Premier partner and we get our updates directly from Google. We know the content that Google wants to see, but that is search engine optimization in a nutshell. The businesses that have the most reliable, relevant content, those are the businesses that pop up on the first page, because Google can see time and again on trusted citations and directories that, that business is in that area providing that service or those services. So that's what we'll do here for you. We'll create that content, we'll keep it updated and optimized, and that's going to keep you right there on that first page of the local map. Now, that's where most of your customers are going to find you. They might find your website, and they might find your Google listing or your Bing listing by using those. They might find your Yelp or Facebook page, but most people are just going to go on Google, type in landscaper near me or pressure washing, power washing, exterior surface clean. Like I said, for any of the services, any of the variations of keywords that someone can type in, that will be content on all of those directories, so you'll be found for those different searches.
Yeah, okay. I was just making sure I understood what y'all do.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you'll get the detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. Information updates in very near real time. It does update several times throughout the day, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. The other thing that you'll be able to see there is all the directories that we'll create. Every different directory that we create has its own clickable icon in your client dashboard, so you can open up your Manta listing or your Foursquare listing. You can see it's all talking about your company and your services and linking back to your website and your your Google and Bing listening. So, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but stop me if you've got any questions. I do have it set up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Ben. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Brown, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Well, I still have a few questions.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. No problem. I thought you said we were all good, but you know, if you have more questions, that's fine.
I just wanted to make sure it's all clear before we move on.
Yeah, of course, of course.
It's $100 a month.
It's $199 as an exact amount. That is a savings of $200 off the normal cost of the service. The normal cost is $399 with the $299 setup fee. But like I said, I'm going to reduce the cost of that subscription and waive your setup fee altogether. So it would only be exactly $199. It bills once a month for that amount.
Okay, so $199 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's actually part of the voice verification. In fact, the voice verification might answer a lot of your questions, but feel free to ask any questions before I get that restarted.
Okay, so let's say, down the road, I for some reason, close down the business or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, sure.
How would I go about canceling those services?
Right. So it is a month-to-month service. It's completely at will. I'll have to read this all again in the voice verification, but you can stop at any time for any questions or any reasons. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, you can even pause the service. But you know, all that we request is that you would contact us before your billing date so we can prevent that future month of billing. But it is month-to-month, no contract.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah,
okay.
No contract at all. Yeah, so, I mean, you're asking really good questions. And, you know, like I said, our voice verification does cover all of that. You're still free to ask any questions after, but I think the voice verification might answer some of the questions that you have. Like I said, it would get recorded and attached to your account so that you know it's month-to-month, that there's no long-term contract, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, we're including the website for you, et cetera.
Okay. I got you now.
Okay.
I think I'm ready.
Okay. Let me just pick up where I left off. And obviously, it is recorded. But I've got the name of your business is Innovative Property Management, LLC, and that is how you would want the company to be branded online, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Brown, just for the records here, please restate your name and your official title within the business.
Ben Brown, owner of Innovative Property Management, LLC.
Okay. And then, Mr. Brown, as the owner of Innovative Property Management, LLC, Ben, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right? Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then, Ben, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Brown, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ben, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ben, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a little bit of a concern for me when I call one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not set up. It's a concern not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. That's my client. But I know if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm going to be more likely to call somebody else than I would be to try and call back. So we don't want you to miss any opportunities, which is, again, why we say just be responsive when someone tries to contact you. Now, it does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie's, the Insta, and the Facebook page. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to that LLC, is that we make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, Ben, we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that that information is accurate for your business. Ben, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah,
we are going
to
do
just
what...
Just to be clear, I can keep my Facebook and Instagram.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, and you can update that content. We're already aware of it. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And that's the important thing, is that your business information is consistent online. We'll, of course, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll do that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, we would just want to be aware of it. And, you know, we are going to do a Yelp listing. We wouldn't want you to sign up and pay for a Yelp listing since we're already doing it and things like that. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure that the LLC is part of the branding of the business name for accuracy and consistency. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, and again, like I said, I'm actually waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost by 50%, and we are including that website for you at no additional cost for as long as you need us to. If you ever finish the one you've been working on, just let us know. We can promote that one. But this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 8th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Ben, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, there's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Ben, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. And Ben, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month in that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. And as I mentioned before, this is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means if at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, if you like, you can stop the service altogether. Or you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Ben, to prevent charges to that next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Brown, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ben, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and then that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Ben, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I've got a Visa.
Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both. Is it Ben or Benjamin? Is there any middle initial?
Give me just a second. I'll pull the card out.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it's got both. Yeah, it says Innovative Property Management, and then, yeah. So it says Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N, and the middle initial is L.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4607-3002-3006-6527.
And then the expiration month and year?
0626.
I've got 06 of 26, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
699.
So I've got 699 on the back, and then June or 06 of 2026 as the expiration. And then is the card itself 4607-3002-3006-6527?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And is the billing address of that card the 3911 Plantation Drive, 38506?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now, Ben, in just a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, give me just a second. I can get it in my notes.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing. I can never find a working pen. and of course, a lot of the times I just put stuff in the notepad, and sometimes it lives there forever. Other times I might transfer it somewhere else. But yeah, if you're ready, that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then, Ben, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Mr. Brown, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You'll find on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also get that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We're a little booked up for the next couple of hours, but there is a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock available. If either of those worked for you, the call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour, and then again, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Would you be able to take maybe a 25, 30-minute phone call either in that 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock hour?
Yes.
Which of those would be
today.
Better for you? Yeah, today would be today. Like I said, we're closed on the weekend, but those are the two slots we still have available today. If not, we can look to Monday.
5 or 6 o'clock. Probably 6 o'clock.
6? Okay. We'll put you down for the 6. It'll be scheduled from 6 until 7. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. It won't get to you right at 6, but probably just a few minutes after 6 and take about a half an hour after that. At 5, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send that reminder out an hour prior to that scheduled phone call. And in just a minute here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to the email address that we've got on file. That calendar invite will say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. The calendar invite itself is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yep, I got the text.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it goes where the link on the email goes, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, we will optimize your business on Google. We will also optimize your business on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is the website that we'll do for you, the SEO content, all of that. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. And it looks like you may be a couple of steps ahead of me. If you've already put your name in there, it's going to say username and password. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hang on. It went back. Okay.
Well,
username and password, yeah.
So,
username and password.
Okay, so I can give you the username, but don't worry about trying to put it in right now. In fact, there's not even a password created yet. It's just our automated system actually thinking you're trying to access your tracking system, not even knowing that it's not activated yet. But it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Like I said, the automated system thinks you're trying to access it now, so it's asking you to log in. Once your tracking system is created, and again, we're going to use the content from the client interview to create that information so there is something for you to track, in the next couple of days, you're going to receive by text and email the username and a default password. The default password is really just there for you to access your account, although some people never change it, but certainly you can change it as you see fit. The username, though, is already created, and it is fixed, so it will always be your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers itself, 615-601-2158. In fact, in that client, the calendar invite, that does have your username, your name, and then your phone number. And then in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, Ben, if you can include either your username or your phone number, they're basically the same, in that content, then it's easy for us to access that and forward it to the right department. When they do that client interview, they will officially give you the photos at localsplash.com email address if you want to email the photos team directly. But you can email anything and everything to the support email, and it'll get forwarded out to the right place. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 6 o'clock hour. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your Google listing set up, getting a website right there where people can see. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, and I'm excited to get it done as well.
Real pleasure speaking with you, for sure.
how long will it take before all that stuff gets set up?
We're a little bit limited because of, well, we're not going to wait for it, but it's going to take about 5 to 10 business days to verify your Google listing. Like I said, Google prefers to use the U.S. Postal Service. We will today, since that the information is up to date and accurate, we will today request the Google PIN card be sent out to you. Hopefully it will be sent out by today. If not, it would be sent tomorrow, and then it's just the Postal Service that gets to you. But as soon as you get that PIN card, and it looks like a piece of paper folded over, there's not much to it, but, you know, it's got the tear-off edges and the PIN number inside, and directions on how to verify your listing yourself. We actually prefer, though, that you call us, email us, or just text us with the 5-digit PIN, and we'll verify your listing on our end for you. That's going to take, like I said, maybe 5-10 business days. We're not going to wait for that to happen. It's going to take about 3 or 4 business days for us to start creating the content on all of the directories. Your website's going to be done in maybe 3 or 5 business days. So in the beginning, like I said, and if you want to start thinking about that even now before the client interview, we're going to ask you to email us photos. If you want, we can pull photos right off of your Facebook page too. But then once your website is up and active, it'll always be active online. You can continue to either email us new photos, or through your client dashboard, not only can you track your success, you can upload photos, you can request content changes, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. There's a lot that you can do with that client dashboard. But once your website is active, it's going to stay active online, even if we have to update that information.
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. I know that everything officially went out to Benton L. Brown, but I've got you down here preferred Ben, and that's okay, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Perfect, man. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend.
Well, thank you. You too. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ben. Have a good day, Mr. Brown. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.